You know, I like all these insights you get. I like, that's just, it's just an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit. Okay, last week we got to Acts chapter 21, verse 13. And Paul was determined to go to Jerusalem. Verse 13 says, "Then Paul answered, 'What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus.'" Verse 14, "And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, 'The will of the Lord be done.' And after those days, we took up our carriages and went up to Jerusalem." There it is again, Brother Horton.
Yeah, that's right.
"Therefore went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Menaeson of Cyprus, an old disciple, with whom we should lodge. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day following, Paul went in with us unto James, and all the elders were present. And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord, and said to him, 'Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are zealous of the law, and they are informed of thee, that thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they thought that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs. What is it therefore? The multitudes must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come. Do therefore this, that we say to thee, we have four men which have a vow on them. Them take and purify thyself with them, and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but that thou thyself also walkest orderly and keep the law. As touching the Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangle, and from fornication. And Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification, until that an offering should be offered for every one of them. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on him, crying out, 'Men of Israel, help. This is the man that teach all men everywhere against the people and the law in this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple, and hath polluted this holy place. For they had seen before him, with him, in the city of Trophimus, an Ephesian, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul and drew him out of the temple, and forthwith the doors were shut. And as they went about to kill him, tidings came unto the chief captain of the band that all Jerusalem was in an uproar, who immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down unto them.
Amen.
And when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they left beating Paul."
Okay. And elaborate on some of that.
All right, I will. This put Paul at an interesting position. He's trying to bring together the people, but observing the law, just like Brother Horton taught a few weeks ago, if we have grace, we don't need the law anymore. The law was fulfilled. And Paul knew this, and he was trying to bring them together. He even shaved his own head. So these things, as he went about to, it still didn't satisfy the people. The problem was they didn't like the ways of Christ. They were used to the ways of the law, and they didn't want to let it go. this morning we studied how Jesus said if he didn't do the miracles that he did among them, they would have no sin. Well, Jesus was operating in their life, just like when Jesus was on earth, he went about doing the will of God. Amen. And people could plainly see the heart of God in his works. Mm-hmm. That's why we were saying vision is God in action. We see God's word in action. God can't be separated from his word, neither can he be separated from the actions of his word.
Amen.
And Paul was anointed for Gentiles, but he was there. He was determined to go to Jerusalem. If he had an anointing for the Jews, it would have worked out. He was anointed for the Gentiles.
Yes, he was.
But he was there trying to help. It's kind of like, let's say a pastor decide he wants to be an evangelist. He's anointed to be a pastor, but he's not anointed to do the work of an evangelist. Or vice versa. The evangelist,
that's right,
he's
right.
Effective as an evangelist, but he's not anointed to be a pastor.
Yeah.
When we try to do something that we're not anointed for, it's very difficult, and it's almost impossible. The only reason I wouldn't say it's not possible because we can do all things through Christ, but you'll be greatly limited at the attempt to do something without the anointing. There was a guy who he missed his truck. He got to work too late to be on the truck he was assigned to, and I was working on another truck. And he had a concern, and he asked me about it. And he said he was frustrated with his pastor because his pastor was so patient with people that wasn't doing what they should do. Some were on drugs or whatever their struggles were. This pastor was very patient with them. And he thought the pastor should have told him off or something. I said, don't get mad at him. I said, he's anointed for that. I said, his patience runs much greater than a normal man. He's anointed to be a pastor. He is anointed. His patience runs deep. He has the patience of God with these guys.
Yeah.
And he can help them. And he said, man, I'm glad I missed that truck this morning. Because he said, I believe God delayed me so I could hear what you had to say.
Yeah.
Well, when we operate, now, in the previous part of the chapter, Paul was warned several times not to go to Jerusalem by the Holy Ghost. Because, and in his discourse, when we get to the part when Paul adds different informations when he on the road of Damascus. The last one, he says that Jesus told him that he was anointed for the Gentiles. He sent him to the Gentiles. That's where he was so effective. You know, I believe that everything kind of ran together. He may not have known that the difference between being anointed for one thing and another. He thought the success he had ministering to the Gentiles, he'd go back to Jerusalem with that same success. There was nobody that could, you know, we're looking at it from the backside, from after,
yeah.
You know, we're looking
right
at it from another point of view. But, and he, you know, he was used to God always being with him, everything, no matter what. When they threw their worst, he always came out on top. Well, he was anointed for the Gentiles. But in Jerusalem, it wasn't going to work because he wasn't anointed for the Jews. Now, Peter was, but he wasn't. Because Peter was sent to the Jew first and also the Gentiles. But he was sent to the Gentiles. So this is a story of how effective you will be under the in the perfect will of God, operating in your anointing. And you have to be patient with the anointing that God gives.
You're right, because if you look at his entire ministry, every time he'd go into a new city, where would he go first? He'd go to the Jews.
Yeah.
And what caused them problems?
The Jews.
The Jews always caused problems, yes. And what he had to say is that we're going to get you.
Yeah.
That's true.
And their jealousy kept growing, and finally they'd run him out of town. And that's what these Jews hear. They're Jews from Asia.
Yeah.
He wouldn't try to talk to them.
That's right. But on his assignment, he was always more effective. No matter what the Jews did, he always ended up on top. But when he went to Jerusalem, it didn't work out the same. whatever your, sometimes you can operate in the anointing and you can't see the results, like the guy Nick was talking about that ministered to the soldiers, you know. And on his deathbed, one of the soldiers came back that was that he met 20 years ago and encouraged him. Well, most of them, they all went out of town, so he wouldn't see them again. So whoever he was ministering to, when they went in that bar and out of that bar, where he was ministering to, he wouldn't see them anymore. But his anointing was still effective. And that one guy was a representation of many more, and he was a missionary. So he was very effective. On the radio ministry, I can't see who's listening. But I know God, he doesn't do something for nothing. So I give it all I got. We can't see the people that's listening to these classes. They're witnessing moves of the Holy Spirit every time they go on that website. So it is with VCFLive.org and GettingTheWord.net. You know, God has these things in place. And I went on Lil Jim's website. It's a blessing. Go to GettingTheWord.net. He's good. It's a blessing. And you can listen to it on your smartphone. But when this is what we're dealing with. He had an anointing for the Gentiles. He didn't have the anointing for the Jews. But the Lord can use him, but in a more limited way. And that's what we're seeing.
It's more effective. You're more effective where you're called.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. And when, just like in a pastor decides to go and be an evangelist, it's not going to work. You got to be anointed for that. It wouldn't work. And even if it seemed to work, you're not as effective doing something outside of your anointing. So this is what Paul is dealing with. And I like to see how he didn't know all these things that we see, but he's doing the best he had with what he knew. Verse 31, the time here.
Yeah, it's time to stop.
Okay.
It's 10:16. It's time to stop.
All right, we'll pick up at verse 31 next week.
31.
Mm-hmm. When as Paul goes forward, you know, he's going to have a measure of success, but it's just not like it would have been. All right. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word.
Glory
I thank
God.
You for all that you're doing, all the revelation that you're providing
thank you,
for
Lord.
Your people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help us to live your vision. Help us to live with all that's in your heart and display you in the earth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.